Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I haven't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
The solution, really, seriously. Anyway, always, plus you got a lot of crazy stuff I want to try to hit in this hour. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Look, they got doggy beds now. I mean, they've got all kinds. Here, you know what? Instead of me just telling you about it, I should head over there, right? But in all seriousness, you've got Mike Lindell offering to help some of us out, including myself. By simply asking the listeners to go there. Go to MyPillow.com. When you go there, there's a lot happening. If you use a promo code, you can get anywhere from, you know, half off to 2-for-1. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. Now, on your way out, you'll use promo code Joe. Yes, promo code Joe. And then that way there, you'll save even more money. You want towels. You want pillows, several kinds of pillows, too. He's got the roll and go pillows, the couch pillows. Although I don't really know what those are. You know, Bible story pillows for kids, children's story pillows for kids. Right? I mean, throw blankets. This is truly like, you know, shopping online and making sure that Americans are working. Right? Come on, we can do that. We can keep our people working, can't we? But again, mattress toppers, bedding, mattresses, slippers. The slippers are mine, though. I do like the slippers. And all kinds of other stuff that he's got there. But anyway, it keeps Americans working. It keeps money in the country. You're not sending it overseas. You're not sending it over to keep some other person working. You're keeping our people working here in this country. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to MyPillow.com, and then from there, use promo code Joe on your way out. You'll save a few bucks. You'll get some great product. All right. Biden's threatening the schools in this country. Now, some of you recall when Donald Trump tried to do this, what the Supreme Court did. Let's see what's going to go on this time. So Biden says to either embrace transgenderism or lose your lunch money. That's really what it boils down to. They announced that it would deny funds to the administration for free lunches from schools that do not allow children to use restrooms they choose based on their gender identity. So we're going to starve the kids. Right? Because that's what they say. They say the kids need the food. You know, according to state here in California, according to state and federal guidelines, all children must get a meal. As a result of the executive order, the USDA announced it will withhold money from schools that do not adhere to Biden's interpretation of Title IX, specifically allowing transgender boys into girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. The USDA announced and said, as a result, the state and local agencies, program operators, and sponsors that receive funds for food and nutritional services must also update their non-discriminatory policies. I mean, this is great, because, again, I want to see this challenged. When Trump was going to withhold money from San Francisco states that weren't adhering to federal law, or certain federal laws anyway, he was going to hold back the funding. And it was grant money, so I said, look, the grant money says you have to adhere to federal law, so either you do or you don't. And the Supreme Court said he couldn't do that. Additionally, the policy will require schools to investigate any accusation of discrimination. Now, there's a lot of Republican politicians and activists that are speaking out against the policy. Governor Ron DeSantis spoke out. He's in Florida. We're fighting against Biden's intentionally destructive policies. Also, it's been reported that the executive director for Fight for Schools, Ian Pryor, pointed out that his action, while justified in the name of equity, is going to harm low-income and disadvantaged students. The South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem also spoke that they'll all end up filing suit. He's threatening to use the National School Lunch Program to bully states into falling in line. If we don't, he's going to take food off the table of our kids? Really? Now, Kristi was the first one to speak out and say, hey, Joe, you do this, we'll see you in court, and we will win. There's also a precedent. There's already a precedent for it. So, you know, the thing about the Dems is they never really think long-term on this kind of stuff. When they want to pull one of these stunts, when they want to make one of these things happen, they keep forgetting that we're taking notes. And when it's our turn, we're going to be able to point to you and go, hey, but what did you do? Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Franklin Graham is speaking out defending the MLB players who refuse to wear the gay pride on their sleeves. Now, many of the players, I'm not talking about just five, you know, two or three, I'm talking about many of the players. We'll talk about this more when they decide to break. They refuse to wear the gay pride flag. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. Okay, always a pleasure to have you. There are you baseball freaks, you football freaks, all of that. When are you going to start forcing them through the wallet to start living right, start taking you into consideration? Franklin Graham, the president of Billy Graham of Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse, he's defending five members of the Tampa Bay Ray who refused to wear gay pride logos on their uniforms. Facebook post on Monday, Graham commended the players for being bold for their beliefs. You know, because these players spoke out and said, look, my religious belief doesn't allow me to hold up that lifestyle. In a Facebook post on Monday, Graham commended the players for being bold for their beliefs while still following the second most important commandment in all of Scripture, love thy neighbor. So I appreciate those Tampa Bay Ray players who said no to endorsing and celebrating sin. That's really what it is for a Christian. It's sin. You're not going to celebrate sin, a sinful lifestyle. Graham continued his post, quoting Jason Adam from an interview with the Tampa Bay Times. Adam, a pitcher for Tampa Bay, was chosen to speak by the athletes who opted out of celebrating the start of Pride Month with the rest of the team. I love this guy. What Adam said, because ultimately we all said that we want is them to know that what we all said, what we want is them to know that all are welcome and loved here. I think a lot of guys decided that it's just a lifestyle, that maybe not that they look down on anyone or think differently. It's just that maybe we don't want to encourage it. We believe in Jesus, who encouraged us to live a lifestyle that would abstain from that behavior. Graham concluded the statement when he wrote, "Followers of Jesus Christ must love everyone, but also stand with the truth of God's word. Share that truth with the lost and the dying world." Now, Graham's post comes after members of the media have strongly criticized the players for defending their faith. You're seeing more and more of this, people. To my friends of faith, you've allowed this to happen. The way you've allowed it to happen is you don't push back. You never push back. It is time to push back. It's that simple. Right? It is time for you to stand up for Christ the way he stood up for you. That's all there is to it. It's really that simple. And it doesn't matter what you think people are going to think about you or not think about you or say about you or what have you. But frankly, Jesus didn't care what they did to him, did he? On your behalf. USA Today sports columnist Nancy Moore was outraged at the players' decision to resist the woke mob's agenda. She was, "Oh, for God's sake," now listen, you're talking about God, right? "Oh, for God's sake," she wrote on social media, "these folks who bastardize religion to suit their bigotry would do well to actually read the New Testament. I'd recommend starting with Matthew." Love how they throw that. Why? What's in Matthew that would change this? You notice they never do that. Right, Matthew, first book of the New Testament. Real hard to figure that one out, right? Additionally, OutSports reporter Sid Ziegler said that the Christian players screwed up the Pride Night and undermined the team's support for the LGBTQ people. Why? How? Because they didn't support the lifestyle they don't believe in? Is that why they got hired for the sport? Did they get hired based on their approval, acceptance, appreciation of sexual lifestyles? Or did they get hired based on the fact that you hit a baseball? Really, think about it. We've given the cancel culture that power. We've given those people that power. When in reality, we shouldn't give it to them. They don't have it. It's ridiculous. You see AP writing stories about Christian white supremacy. It doesn't exist. We're going to let it happen. Making fun of white Christians for simply praying for what's going on when it comes to the shootings and what have you. And they make fun of that, and you let them get away with it. Seriously, stop buying the paper. Stop going to their games. Just stop. But you haven't got it in you, some of you. Not all of you, but many of you haven't got it in you. God forbid you stop going to a football game, baseball game, whatever. Don't watch it. Don't buy their product. Right? It's terrible. Carolina Panthers hire the first transgender cheerleader. Again, I say, all those girls have beat their brains out for years through high school and so forth. And that's where they want to be. They want to be a cheerleader for a major sports team. I don't want to hear those of you who don't agree with it. That's not what I'm getting at here. Right? They've been working out all their lives for that. And every year, tens of thousands try out for maybe 50 openings. Maybe 50 openings. Have you noticed that everything... is falling into politics these days, right? I grew up in the 70s and 80s, right? We had Star Wars and Hank Aaron, the Atlantic Braves, the Atlanta Braves. You had, the Boston Red Sox. It was a great time to be a kid because sports was a big deal. It was such a big deal. Back then, politics was regulated to Sunday mornings on network television. But now everything's political. Everything. Five players refused to wear the rainbow-colored uniforms. They said endorsing the LGBT agenda violated their Christian beliefs. And you got nearly every sports reporter in the nation calling the guys homophobes. The Milwaukee Brewers held a family-friendly drag queen show. Meanwhile, the Carolina Panthers just added their first transgender cheerleader. Man who identifies as a woman wearing a skimpy halter top and short shorts. I got nothing. Real seriously. First of all, I'm not a sports watcher anyway. But I know guys that are looking forward to the halftime show. Right? I mean, seriously. Several NFL cheer squads have hired male members, but it appears that Lindsay is the NFL's first openly trans cheerleader. Lindsay did not post followers, or did not tell followers, about trying out for the squad ahead of time. I wonder why. I was so scared, Lindsay told BuzzFeed. It's just some things you just can't post. Look at this is so mainstream now. Nobody cares. If you believe it and you're going to willing to fight for it, then what's the problem? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote, receiving the support of 211 of his fellow Conservatives out of 359. It's 58%, but a slimmer margin than his predecessor, Theresa May, who resigned in 2019, 6 months after she survived her no-confidence vote. Nevertheless, Johnson hailed the victory.
I think this is a very good result for politics and for the country.
Just in,
it's just, I do. Just in this sense, I think it's a a convincing result.
Johnson's leadership was rocked when it was revealed that he and his staff held illegal parties during COVID lockdowns. Past prime ministers who survived no confidence votes often emerge in weakened positions. The Dow added 16 points on Monday, the NASDAQ gained 49, and the S&P 500 was up 13 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Talking to myself and I don't press the right button. Don't you? Joe with me, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. And again, you know, I very, very, very much appreciate the time you spend with me. Writing me, sending me emails and that kind of thing. We're talking about the Carolina Panthers hiring the first transgender cheerleader. And I'm just amazed, you know, again, when you think about the reason that these young girls try so hard to become in sports, whether it's swimming, track, whatever, softball, they're working on these things since they're 4 or 5 years old. They're females. They're women. They're little girls. Hoping to make it there. And then what happens? A guy steps in and wins. Gets the spot because of political correctness. Not cool. Not at all. But several NFL cheer squads have hired male members. But not transgender male members, so to speak. Lindsay is the first. Lindsay didn't tell followers about trying out for the squad ahead of time. I was so scared. It's just some things you can't post. Well, I don't know. I mean, if you look at Facebook, it's pretty. The only thing that can't be posted is when somebody on the right has a mindset. When somebody on the right makes a comment. I'm happy because I was able to break down that door and tell people, hey, we're not just sexual beings. We're actually human beings who want to better ourselves. I felt like, well, why not tell the world, hey, listen, this is a great accomplishment. Look, why is it a great accomplishment? No, I mean that sincerely. Help enlighten me. There are men that try out as men for the cheerleading squad. There are women who try out as women for the cheerleading squad. Why is this a great accomplishment? Notre Dame just revised their 114-year-old fight song to make it more inclusive. Oh, God. The previous version of the song included the line, "While her loyal sons are marching onward to victory," which has now been changed to sing, "While her loyal sons and daughters march on to victory." professional sports is no longer about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. It's about bowing down to sex and gender revolutionaries. I agree. Right? I mean, it's about bowing down to political pressures, to social media pressures. If you use words like male and female, all of a sudden you're a homophobe. I don't, maybe you're a genderphobe. I don't even know. I don't know how that would work. Anybody want to enlighten me? Because I don't have the clue. Really. I'm having too much fun with the ridiculousness of it all. And it is ridiculous, all of it. CNN finally comes to terms with the Biden apocalypse. No, really. They're starting to see things happen, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know how to handle them, and they don't know how to speak to them. Right? If you think about it, and CNN started to break down the polling information on President Biden's handling of the economy, concluding that Democrats face the probability of historic losses in the midterm elections. You know, part of this problem is the Dems aren't listening. Well, not that they ever did, but they're not listening and they're doubling down. Right? They're not looking at the polls. They're not listening to people. They're not talking to anyone. And then they finally double down and go even further away from what the people want them to do. Right? A network reporter pointed out to host Jake Tapper on the lead. They said, you know, the figures in the ABC News Washington Post polls, he emphasized that according to the Quinnipiac poll, Americans regard inflation as the most urgent issue facing the country. And you can't fix it by spending more government money. It's just not going to happen. The rate was three times higher than abortion, four times higher than immigration. Wow. A Gallup poll found 85% of Americans rate the current economic conditions as only fair or poor, which is the worst evaluation since 2010. 77% believe it will get worse. This is good. I mean, it's good for us. Joe can keep blaming it on Trump and others, but people figured out it's not true. Maybe they're helping me a resurgence in hope for the American people. These are historic numbers, the CNN reporter said, and it's likely to hurt Democrats in the midterm. Twitter users Joe Maxson, a self-described lifelong Democrat with 5,000 followers on the platform, he expressed his displeasure Tuesday with CNN's coverage of Biden. He said, I watched CNN most of today. They're really down on the president, he wrote. I was just watching Jake Tapper. They should all just sell out to Murdoch. CNN will not be on my house again. Wow. I mean, so they don't want the truth. They want you to make them feel good, the listeners over there. Do they want you to play with the numbers? Do they want you to lie to them? Look, CNN, MSNBC, I think, what was it, last week? They've had the lowest numbers they had in their history. Right? They're on their way out. They have to be. You can't survive with those numbers. And when you look at that, the truth that people want, the Dems can't fill that. They don't know. Dude and dudettes. They can't find the truth. If you put it in a paper bag, you mark the truth and put it in their hand. Seriously. 83% of Americans say the economy is either an extremely or very important issue in determining how they will vote in the upcoming midterm elections. That's a new poll from ABC. 80% say inflation, which reached a four-decade high in March, is also an extremely or very important factor in how they will vote. 74% say the same for gas prices, which sits at about, the article says $4.82, but I don't know where that is. President Joe Biden's approval rating on several key issues remains underwater, including his handling of the economic recovery. 37% say that they approve. 37. Only 37. Inflation, 28%. Gas prices, 27%. The only positive approval rating that Biden gets is from his response to COVID. That's it. 56% approved, even though more people died in the Joey B's watch. Shows you how much they're paying attention, right? The U.S. job growth remained strong in May. American workers took home bigger paychecks last month. But part of that, see, this is where they miss it. The reason people took home bigger paychecks wasn't necessarily because the natural progression of people getting paid more money. They're paying $18 for burger workers at Burger King. Right? I mean, think about it. 18 bucks. So when you start getting raises at these places so they can keep you on because they're having a hard time getting people, I noticed that those restaurants that I used to frequent for lunch are now closed at lunch. And they say right in the window, dinner only, don't have enough help to serve lunch. Right? And maybe the Dems see it that if they keep the job market tight, to make it hard to find workers, then the pay will keep increasing. What do you think? I don't know. Maybe it's a plan. A few days ago, Biden was optimistic about U.S. employers adding 390,000 jobs in May. But he did acknowledge that Americans are anxious about inflation. He said there's no denying that high prices, particularly around gasoline and food, are a real problem for people. Duh, duh. You know, these guys don't even carry driver's licenses anymore. They don't drive. They don't have cash in their pocket. They don't really have an understanding. They never open the refrigerator and it's empty. They never go wait in line to put gas in their cars. No, really. The man is just amazing how disconnected he is to the real world. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. NBC freaks out because the GOP are only recruiting white poll workers. Be back in a little bit.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor.
Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Somebody has to tell me if this is true. But I was just told that Joe Biden invoked the War Powers Act to get solar panels built faster. You got to let me know if that's true. If somebody can find it, I just don't have the bandwidth right now to find it. My God, so somehow capturing solar energy is going to save us from imminent something. I just don't know what. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of this. Please be part of the solution. And let's move on some of these Maronis. Really? I'd be very happy if we could do that. Like I said, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. So MSNBC is now, I mean, truly big time freaking out over the GOP recruiting poll workers. But they're white folks in the suburbs. Okay. Are you sure? Are there any blacks that live in the suburbs? Are any of them stepping up? Maybe because the GOP is asking, you've scared these people so badly, they won't step up to look at the polls. Political reporter Heidi something or other apparently gets triggered by suburban white people. She appeared on MSDNC The sound of the alarm over reports of Republicans are recruiting poll workers. She's especially troubled over white folks from suburbs potentially targeting heavily minority and Democrat-leaning districts with Republican poll workers. Well, she's afraid they're going to tell the truth. That'll really screw them up, won't it? What you're going to see here, she said, visually, is a lot of white folks from the suburbs coming in and trying to administer or actively, actually having these official positions administering elections in heavy minority districts. You know, because the minorities are so afraid of white folks that they're just going to vote the way the white folks want them to vote, so they're not afraid. These people are ridiculous. She goes on to say she was deeply troubled by the idea that conservative Americans might just possibly show up and do their civic duty. I heard to a person all of these individuals talking about how there was a fraud in 2020 election, and the intent here is to stop the fraud again. Warning that some of these folks, they're aligned with the hardcore MAGA folks who really believe their fraud occurred. Well, Politico and MSNBC are really upset about is that Republicans are not going to stand down and let Democrats steal another election, play with another election. No, I don't blame them. I wouldn't let it happen again. I'm telling you, if you have any inkling that something might go sideways, you need to be there. You need to be at the polls. You need to be around. They need to see you around. I'm not joking. The time to play is gone. You know, the time of playing games. This is serious stuff now. And some of you say, oh, here he goes again. But again, just look at the numbers. Look at the real numbers. I like going back to Wisconsin where 72,000, I think it was Wisconsin. Was it Wisconsin or Nevada? Anyway, 72,000 ballots were received in that were never mailed out. If they weren't mailed out, they shouldn't have been counted. Then you have tens, maybe even more, of thousands of some of these ballots that came back with only the president marked off on them. How's that work? Why does that work? Give me a break, will you? Use those brain cells that God gave you to figure it out. Here's an interesting one for you. Minneapolis is going to permit Muslims to broadcast daily Islamic call to prayer. You ever heard one of those? You ever heard how loud they are? Can we go back? Oh, no, I don't do church bells. Those are boring. Well, can we start playing music? Or maybe a prayer over loudspeakers in the churches in the community 10 minutes before service is supposed to start. What do you think? You think they'd approve that one? Minneapolis has become the first large city in the United States to allow Islamic call to prayer to be broadcast publicly by its 24 mosques. Minnesota Council member Jamal Osman introduced a bill that later became law so long as the mosque comply with the city's noise ordinance. They can broadcast their Muslim call to prayer in neighborhoods across the city. We created this policy to make sure we are being equal to the communities and not really trying to offend anyone or make sure we are not disturbing anyone. Like I say, it's been positive. It's been happening 3 years for the month of Ramadan for one mosque. Now making it for the entire city has been positive. And like the mosque, we want to be respectful. The Muslim community wants to be respectful to their non-Muslim community in the area. They do not want to be respectful and have that conversation with them. Some of them have decided to wait until they have a conversation with their neighbors. So, this ought to be interesting. Now, not everyone, you know, the funny thing about this, right, is that in Boston, as has happened in other places, but in Boston, they had a fight over the Christian flag being flown over City Hall. Because the city had a habit of allowing different organizations, different groups, during certain times, special times of the year, to fly their flags along the state and the Boston flag. and they refused to fly the Christian flag. So it went all the way to the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court said, like, no, you can't do this. You cannot. If you refuse to fly the Christian flag, you have to refuse the rest of the flags as well. And not everyone in Minneapolis is thrilled with the prospect of a call to prayer. If you need to be reminded what to pray, I'd suggest an alarm clock. I like that. Or an app on your phone. The calling to prayer was necessary. It's not now. And at 5 a.m.? No. Hell no. It's true the first call to prayer is at dawn, meaning folks around town will no longer need roosters or alarm clocks. He said, this is creepy. One person said it's creepy and should be celebrated. Don't want to hear any prayers broadcast in my neighborhood. Ooh. Defenders of the Muslims say it's no different than churches ringing their bells on Sundays. They don't do that anymore. However, churches are not broadcasting calls of prayer. They're certainly not doing it morning, noon, and night, along with twice in between. Does this mean I can play my electric guitar through a 100-watt amp at full volume in my backyard because music is my religion? I can get a million or more guitar players to do the same every day. Right? It's just a matter of, again, anything religious when it comes to Christians or Jews is pounced on. They come unglued over it. And now all of a sudden it's acceptable, respectable, and it's okay. Oh, wait a minute. It's the Muslims. It's the argument I've had with you guys for a long time. You see this happen on a regular basis. And it's just flat out not right. If we're going to do it, then allow the Christian. Look at the kids get. There's a thing. I think it's in California. I don't know if it's state. If it's countrywide, but there's a thing called your prayer around the flagpole, and the kids catch garbage for coming together around the flagpoles at schools and praying. I think it's only done once or twice a year. Right, that's a big deal. Gideons, they give up Bibles at street corners next to schools. And you got people go down their minds as the crap again hits the fan. You finally start to sit there and go, okay, what's going to, see, it's all about religion. They want absolutely nothing to do with religion, but so why do the mosques get to do this? Why is that okay? Just asking. Curious. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5577. All right, one or two more quick ones. The leftist is still whining, continues, is continuing to whine, as Top Gun Maverick continues to overperform, way outperform what they thought it would be. And so I think at last I heard it was up close to $500 million in a little over 10 days after the release, which is unheard of. Moviegoers aren't losing that love and feeling for Top Gun. I mean, I got a friend of mine that saw it three times already. I've been in a movie for so long, I don't even know how much it costs to go. I'll wait. The highest earning previous movie, the highest earning was, let me see, Steven Spielberg's 2005 War of Worlds. That did about $234 million in the same amount of time. Now, Top Gun 2 is expected to beat War of Worlds and keep climbing like crazy. Now, what's funny is when I went over to MSNBC to look at something, it popped up and it said that it flatlined. Now, people have about had it, so it's flatlined. It's just crazy. Anyway, always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. God bless. Have a great rest day. Don't forget, we're here every single day. I expect you to be with me. God bless.